Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's been 20 months since we've heard about Middle East peace negotiations, but the leaders from Israel and Palestine are now at the White House to engage in a new round of peace talks. Here's Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This is the peace my people fervently want. This is the peace all our peoples fervently aspire to. This is the peace they deserve.
President Obama met individually with Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas yesterday, and though both leaders said a deal on Palestinian statehood should be reached within a year, the talks have hit some hurdles that, not surprisingly, could be difficult to overcome, and many of our listeners are not shocked by that.
If you took all the headlines that include the words Israeli and Palestinian and Middle East and put them back to back, they'd probably stretch from here to the moon and back. Does anybody actually believe that there will be something happening that will solve this situation in anybody's lifetime? I don't.
Well, one thing we will mention is that leading up to these talks, and unfortunately there have been a rise in the number of violent attacks in the Mideast. Tuesday, Hamas claimed responsibility for killing four Jewish settlers.
You know, and in a sense, because of that incident, Hamas is at the table, even though they're the authority that runs the Gaza Strip.
They're not officially at the table.
Well, but their presence is at the table because they have declared that will scuttle these talks because Mahmoud Abbas is, you know, as opposed to Hamas as the Israelis are.
Right. I just wanted to be clear that they are not there's no Hamas representative physically at the table.
Sure.
But metaphorically and spiritually, yes, their presence is felt. And there was a separate attack. A Palestinian gunman wounded two Israelis at the West Bank on Wednesday, and militants declared war on these talks. And they've warned that there will be further attacks if they pursue the peace process, which can't make it any easier, a job that's already quite difficult. And it raises the question even further whether or not Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has the ability to speak for the Palestinian country and whether or not he would be able to move forward in peace talks and get something going. But one thing that he has demanded is that there's a freeze on building settlements as a key to negotiations.
We call on the Israelis to carry out their obligations, including a freeze on all settlements activities, which is not setting a precondition, but a call to implement an agreed obligation.
Well, it's Abbas speaking through a translator.
Absolutely is. That is him speaking yesterday after his individual discussion with President Obama. But Israel has already said it won't extend the freeze on construction of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. So we're going into this peace process with an obstacle there. We do have Kim Gaddis now, State Department correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
We lost you there for a second, but I wanted to ask you about this disagreement before the talks begin over the freeze on settlements. Is that going to derail the talks before they begin?
Well, Hamas is certainly trying to derail the talks. Obviously, the talks did start yesterday with a dinner at the White House. They'll continue today at the State Department with trilateral talks between the Israelis, the Palestinians, and the Americans in the presence of Hillary Clinton. The violence in the West Bank is always overshadowing talks like that. We've seen it in the past. Leaders here have vowed that they will continue with the talks. Jewish settlers, of course, are also trying to derail this process. They restarted construction their end on the West Bank, limited construction, but it does threaten to overshadow the process as well. We'll have to see how strong the commitment is from the leaders to continue with their negotiations despite what is happening on the ground.
But in the number of complicated issues that have to be settled, not just these settlements, but also security, water rights, the release of prisoners, who has dominion over Jerusalem. Although they've said they can get a deal on Palestinian statehood within that deadline of a year, are they going to be able to settle some of these other issues as well?
That's certainly what the Obama administration is hoping. We heard from the Secretary of State when she announced the talks that the deadline would be, or the timeline, that the aim would be to resolve those core issues at the heart of the conflict within a year. She says that it is achievable. We'll have to see. We heard yesterday from President Obama that he believes President Abbas and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who have also said it is doable within a year.
We'll see if that actually happens. Kim Gaddis is the State Department correspondent for our partner, the BBC.